Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. It was a few weeks ago that I was joined by Pastor Suhel Michelin, and we discussed the Bible in the Spanish language. Well, I brought him back because not only is history made, we recognize that church history is being made. And so I wanted to talk a little bit more with him about history being made in Central America and the church's victories there in that portion of the globe. Pastor Michelin, it's wonderful to have you back.
It's my privilege to be here again.
You know, when we were together, I'd mentioned that you pastor a church that you founded 40 years ago in your home. Now, back when you started that church, did you have any idea of where it would go or where you would be in this position that you are now 40 years later?
Not even in my most crazy dreams. We were a very small group of young people. I was 18 years old. The oldest was 24, and we were only 12 boys and girls. So we decided to begin to meet together in our living room in 1978. So we have been doing it as a church for 42 years now. So the church began to grow. Thanks to the Lord, very soon we began to preach the Bible in an expository way. So that was a great blessing. And then we embraced the Reformation theology. So now we are here. But I never think about when it began 42 years ago.
Well, I know you have a vision not only for your city there, Santo Domingo, but also for the broader region. And you have been involved in what is a wonderful project, the publication of the Reformation Study Bible in Spanish. First, could you give us the name in Spanish of this new study Bible?
La Biblia de Estudio de la Reforma.
And of course, like you, we have high hopes for this Bible and prayers for it as it might have an impact, not only there in Central America, but really to Spanish-speaking folks around the world. But could you just tell us for a few minutes, what are your hopes for this new study Bible in the Spanish language?
I am convinced that in the Spanish-speaking world, we have a real need for a deeper understanding of the scripture, a better understanding of systematic theology, and a greater understanding of church history and the historic documents which forge our Protestant belief system. I believe that this study Bible contributes greatly to a deeper understanding of each of these areas. One of the advantages that I see in Ligonier Ministries is the ability that the Lord gave R.C. Sproul to expound deep truth while at the same time ministering to the laity with clarity and simplicity. And I believe that this Bible reflects that. So in that sense, I am very excited and have a high expectations of how the Lord will use this study Bible, which contains so much relevant information in the areas that I feel our region needs instruction.
Well, as you talk about this Bible giving a deeper understanding of the scriptures, obviously a better understanding of systematic theology and a greater understanding of church history, these are all themes, of course, that we love here on 5 Minutes in Church History. And we claim this promise, don't we? God's word will not return void. It's a story that we've seen played out again and again in the pages of church history. And may God bless the efforts of this study Bible, and may God bless your efforts, Pastor Michelin, there in Santo Domingo and beyond.
Thank you.
Well, you've been listening to a conversation I've been having with Pastor Suhel Michelin from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, let's let Calvin tell us about his conversion. He writes, "God, by a sudden conversion, subdued and brought my mind to a teachable frame. Having thus received some taste and knowledge of true godliness, I was immediately inflamed with an intense desire to make more progress."